This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Pentagon says some Russian troops are refusing to obey orders. In the meantime, Biden signs Ukraine lend-lease bill to speed that military aid they so desperately need. Plus, there are other sanctions that are starting to choke the life out of Russia. But will Putin put his war toys away? Looking into crystal balls all over the place and talking to people in the know, militarily speaking, it certainly doesn't look that way. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us. Closer to home, it's a fifth wave of COVID. That's what they're calling it. It keeps on growing in New York City. One neighborhood, top 20% of people testing positive, and because the crowding around, living very close together. So the rolling 7-day positivity rate, the last I checked in Long Island City, is now at 21.3%. And this is some of the data that is posted by the city itself. In Queens, place that I know well and used to work, it's about 15%. And Manhattan neighborhoods, like the Financial District and Lincoln Square, they're also starting to be on the rise. So hospitalization rates are pretty flat, though. At least among those who are vaccinated, according to the data, whether they're boosted or not, but just vaccinated, and they're soaring among those that are unvaccinated. What's interesting is the subvariant B2.12.1, that's what it's called, has been the culprit in New York. Will that be the same in other parts of the country? And really, if you were to look at a map, the levels where it's particularly high is in the Northeast, up and down the Northeast, and really in that mid-Atlantic area, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, etc., New York, all of those places. And then as you kind of look around the map, where many of you are listening to me, for example, in California, there are some areas where it's kind of a medium, what they call the community levels at a medium, like in Santa Clara County, or if you go to one of my favorite places, Santa Mateo County, that's also at a medium. But Southern California, low in Riverside, San Diego, Los Angeles County, Ventura County, Kern County. And even if you were to look at a map of Florida, Polk County, it's low. If you go to Palm Beach, it's low, that whole area there. And the one spot where it's a little bit hotter, but it's still considered medium, is Charlotte County and Sarasota County. So you get the drift. Most of this is in that northeast area. Even the governor of New York had to be isolated starting on Sunday, testing positive for COVID-19. And, of course, everybody communicates on Twitter. So she tweeted out that she tested positive and said, "Thankfully, I'm vaccinated and boosted, and I'm asymptomatic, isolating and working remotely this week." So is it that the SOB is back in our lives, or that it will never quite leave us, and it's something that keeps you on your toes for not saying, this is it, what do I do, what happens when I start to feel these symptoms, where is it I need to be tested or get those home tests and be able to know immediately, okay, I got to isolate, I'm not going to work because I don't want to spread this around to the rest of the office. And I think we're going to see more of that. So does that mean we'll see more virtual meetings, more people still working from home, even though a lot of people are working from home right now? I think a lot of companies want them to come back or do some form of that. Does that kind of put the brakes on it? Do we pump the brakes a little bit or not? Does this just, do we go through this and this is what we live with? Your thoughts, send them to me. What do you think? Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. To be sure, there are the things that I mentioned right at the top that I know many of you always say you want to know what the latest is. The Pentagon, their intel says that, as I said at the top, some of the troops are refusing to obey orders in this war with Ukraine. And so what does that mean? They've got terrible morale. And it means that there are some reports of refusing to obey orders, officers refusing to obey orders, and not to go where they've been assigned, not to pay attention to leadership, and not just, by the way, at the top levels or lower levels, it's at various levels across the board. So that means there's definitely a morale problem with the Russian troops. And last week, U.S. intelligence released the, or denied, the numerous reports that they were helping the Ukrainian forces target and sometimes kill senior Russian generals, because that was some of the propaganda crap that was pumped out there. And they're saying that's absolutely not true. 100% false. So what else is happening in the war against, let's face it, Putin? Besides squeezing the oligarchs, taking away any break to them, the U.S. is suspending tariffs, on the other side of things, on Ukrainian steel for a year to try to do the opposite of what's happening with Russia. By doing that, they're saying this is some of the largest steel communities have been the hardest hit by Putin's outrageous attack of the plants and of the livelihood of the people. At the steel mill in Mariupol, it's become, I think, a symbol of the determination of the Ukrainian people to resist Russia's aggression, that's for sure, because that's where we keep looking. And despite what has happened over and over again, they're still there fighting, fighting, fighting. And this is one of the big industries for Ukraine. So what can the Commerce Department do? Suspend the tariffs on that steel and try to mitigate the damage that Putin's war has done to the industry. And it has specifically done to the people there. I mentioned the other night that Biden met with the G7 leaders. This was all about discussing the war. Ukraine's Zelensky was the guest of honor as he joined in. This was a Zoom conversation and painted a bleak picture of what was going on in different parts of the country, specifically where so much was needed. So the U.S. unveiled more sanctions against three Russian television stations, banned Americans from providing accounting and consulting services to Russians, and imposed 2,600 visa restrictions on Russian and Belarus official types who normally would be able to skate through, but could not because they're freezing them out. So not just the U.S., but Europe imposing some crushing sanctions on Russia ever since the start of this invasion back in February, particularly hitting the banks, going after businesses, and going after specific individuals to try to really, really squeeze that Russian economy and limit any resources being used to advance his war. We just scratched the surface on the flip side from coast to coast. What is everybody talking about?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Stopping the remote water cooler buzz across the nation has to be these Americans that were found dead at a popular resort in the Bahamas. They especially were posting about it and saying how incredible it was and encouraging people to go there. I'm going to tell you about that resort. It was a Sandals and it was in the Bahamas and what they believe may have happened to the people. And then this is a story that was absolutely captivating many, many, many people. The story of the Alabama, ex-Alabama officer, corrections officer, who left with an inmate who is now, by the way, dead because she shot herself after a police pursuit ended in a crash that resulted in the inmate being captured. It was the wildest thing. Why were they, first of all, why were they so hard to catch? And how did she develop this relationship with this inmate and then end up duping everybody, walking out with him, saying she was taking him down to the courthouse and then taking off with him and having sort of planned whatever the getaway was going to be. So in talking about this, it was a long time coming, really, because it's very unusual to see this. But the officer was this Vicky White, and of course she died from the injuries that she suffered at her own hand with. She was hospitalized with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. She was taken into custody after that car chase. And before the chase started, they had conducted a surveillance operation. And they spotted her coming out of a hotel with a wig on. So then she got in the car along with this inmate, Casey White, and then they drove away. So they started to watch them until they hit the gas and a pursuit started. And the car was wrecked and rolled over. The inmate was driving the car. And apparently there are all kinds of stories as to what had happened before that, as the breadcrumbs they were sort of leaving by accident that led to this surveillance and led to ultimately being able to recapture the inmate and catch both of them. So they were able to pull him from the wrecked car, but she was pinned inside with that gunshot wound to her head. And he said immediately, "Help my wife, she shot herself in the head. I didn't do it." And to the knowledge of the people that were kind of in their lives and had no idea what she was thinking or why this happened, they believed that they were not married. But they had been holed up since they had escaped for about a week plus. And so now he faces previous murder charges. You can add all of this on top of it. They're putting him in a cell by himself. They say he's going to stay in handcuffs and shackles while he's in the cell. And that's that, because they're worried about what the outcome would be if they don't do that. And boy, looking at some of the photos that they had of them, how they were able to track them down. There was a photo of him on a surveillance camera at a car wash. So you know everybody is hunting for you. You know you're all over national news, and you go to a car wash. I gotta wash this truck. So that's really what happened. She wasn't in the photos, but he was, and they thought this is him when they saw the photos. He was in a 2006 Ford F-150. What a dummy. Let me wash this car. But the car was the thing, and the car wash that really, really tripped them up, because the owner of the car wash had the images from a security camera, and that's a big tip as to what their location was. So she, if she hadn't died, was facing all kinds of charges. Forgery, identity theft in Alabama, permitting or facilitating escape in the first degree, all of that had already been filed against her. And this is a woman who was an assistant director of corrections for Lauderdale County for a big chunk of her life. She was supposedly taking this inmate for a mental health evaluation, and then, boom, they took off. She had all these aliases. She had definitely planned it out along with him, it looks like. And it was the car wash that tripped them up. I'm surprised how long it took. And I guess they had known each other since 2020. And she was just announcing plans to retire, and she sold her house that was even below market value. So she knew what her plan was. They must have been planning this for quite some time. Finally, he's brought to justice. She's dead. Speaking of that, this is a crazy, twisted story. Three Americans died last week at a Sandals resort in the Bahamas. So they were from Tennessee and Florida. You got scientists and investigators are saying, what happened here? And listening to the son's account of his mother, what happened with his mother. So the couple, two different couples. Michael Phillips, who was 68, and his wife, Robbie Phillips, they were the couple from Tennessee. And they were there, and they were excited to be at the resort, the Sandals Resort. They were posting pictures all over the place. And they were found dead in their room. Then a fourth American, and it was a couple. It was Vince Shirella and his wife, Donis Shirella. They were celebrating, and he didn't survive. She survived, and I guess she's still in a Miami hospital in fair condition. Her son described it as his mother woke up and his dad was laying there on the floor and she couldn't move. Her legs and arms were swollen. She couldn't move. She screamed to get someone to come in the door. And I guess she had gotten ill the night before, but she was released from the clinic and thought she was okay. And they didn't even think anything about him. So lots of statements have been released from these family members. They're sad. They can't believe it. All four victims went for medical treatment before they were found in their rooms. The police commissioner said this. They ate at different restaurants, so there was no connection there. They were seen by the doctor the night before, and they were discovered the next morning. So it was sometime between 11 p.m. and 8:30 to 9 a.m. And the deaths all happen at Sandals Emerald Bay Resort. So still, it's a big question mark. They're in these villas. They're unresponsive. They're investigating it. I mean, the one man they just found slumped against a wall in the bathroom, unresponsive. The woman was found in a bedroom on a bed. But they showed signs of convulsion. They didn't show signs of trauma. And they were just pronounced dead. So it makes you think of the one story. If you remember the story of a couple of years ago, I want to say it was, gosh, it might have been 2014, 2015, sometime in there, where there were some people who died, and it was because of some chemical that they had inhaled in the resort where they were, that it just wasn't foul play. It was the wrong type of chemical agents. And what could this, you know, what could it possibly be? So it's all about trying to figure out what was it that killed them and then releasing the information. Of course, Sandals isn't going to release any of that information because of the whole privacy thing. But what a crazy, crazy deal for these families to go through, where you're that's the chillax, that's the ultimate chillax. You're coming from Tennessee, you're coming from Florida to be at this incredible resort and celebrate anniversaries, celebrate taking a breath for a second, and then you're gone, poof, like that. So toxicology is the friend of the families here, because that's what's going to determine, I think, what happened. They're waiting on lab results that they should get like within a week or so. In collecting the samples from the rooms, they were checking for contaminants. Is that what it is? Is it something in the air that killed them? Because especially when you think of the one woman saying she couldn't move and she was starting to swell up, it makes you think, oh, maybe it's that same thing, something similar. Why was she swollen? Why couldn't she move? Very, very sad, sad story. It's not sad that we're heading to the mailbag. Your thoughts coming up next.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has signed a bill that is to expedite the process of sending military aid to Ukraine.
The cost of the fight is not cheap, but caving to aggression is even more costly.
His signature on the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act comes as the Kremlin's invasion of the Eastern European country enters its third month. The president vowed the U.S. will continue to support Ukraine in their fight to defend their country and their democracy. As for Russia, its president marked V-Day with no major victory to tout. Vladimir Putin again sought to justify his invasion, falsely casting it as a battle against Nazism in an attempt to link the current invasion to when Hitler was defeated. Major indexes on Wall Street losing big time on Monday. The Dow lost 654 points. The Nasdaq dropped more than 4%. This is USA Radio News. The jail official from Alabama who helped a murder suspect escape is dead. Vicki White was assistant corrections director in Lauderdale County when she was tasked with escorting Casey White to court at the end of April. The two, who are not related, went on the run for more than a week until the law caught up with them near Evansville, Indiana. Casey White surrendered after the vehicle they were in got wrecked after a pursuit. Vicki White was transported to the hospital after she shot herself. Jacob Blake has dropped his federal civil rights lawsuit against the Wisconsin police officer who shot him during a domestic disturbance, leaving him paralyzed from the waist down. The shooting prompted protests in Kenosha, in which Kyle Rittenhouse fatally shot two men and wounded a third. There is no indication why the lawsuit is being dropped. The officer, Rustin Shesky, was cleared of any wrongdoing by prosecutors in the shooting. The Dow lost 2% on Monday, Nasdaq dropping more than 4%, the S&P 500 lost more than 3%. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay? Oh, what? Dick in the mail, man. Dick in the mail, man. Yeah. All right, I'm on it.
This one is from Mac. Boy, Mac has been emailing us a lot lately, but often he is very funny. This time he's very serious, and he says, hey, Kate, I'll tell you, the craziest thing is, how do you, as somebody who is a corrections officer, how do you spend most of your life in that game, and then you, I don't know, get duped, seduced, whatever, by a badass inmate who you shouldn't be near, and risk it all, flee with him, and knowing what you know about law enforcement, actually believe you're going to get away with it? What was she thinking? And then, of course, she shot herself and ended up dying because she knows exactly what would happen to her if she was cuffed and taken in. It's, I don't know that it's shocking. I knew this sometimes happens, but it's surprising to me that anybody, especially in this day and age, especially a woman, especially somebody who was basically a jail boss, would put herself in that prickly of a situation and throw caution to the wind. What do you think made her do it? Well, if I could answer that question, she fell for him, I think. That's if I'm just taking a guess, that's what I believe. They were friendly for the last couple of years, and she was lonely. And every day she saw him. He's a younger dude. She was getting ready to bounce out, to retire. I think that part was real. And then that became the plan. So in the end, it takes less than 2 weeks and she's gone. And leaves a trail of questions behind her for family members like, wow, how does this happen? So they're in a Cadillac, at the time, and when they were discovered. But what really tipped them off was the fact that he decided to go in and do the car wash thing. And, of course, he was under surveillance camera. I mean, you never know where those cameras are, so they had him surrounded. They were in hot pursuit. They were absolutely not going to escape this. You know, they had a timeline of ditching the sheriff's cruiser that she was in at a shopping center. And then she had a car ready, and she jumped in that. And then they went someplace else and switched another car. And they were going to get caught. They were going to get caught. How would she not know that? And sure enough, I'm just surprised at how long that it took, honestly. Here's one from Thomas. Thomas says, Kate, it's been a long time since we've talked, but I listened to the show. I have been to the resort where those people were found dead. I have no idea what could it be. I know that when I was there with my wife, we had a great time. It's one of those all-inclusive deals. You're basically drinking, you're on the beach, you're swimming, you're in the pool, and pretty much that's it. That's what you do when you plop down at one of these resorts. It's odd. It had to be some kind of chemical that was toxic that got into their systems, but you wonder how close their villas were together or what could have united these four people, because they didn't know each other. People that go there are doing the anniversary honeymoon, destination wedding kind of thing, or just a getaway, just going to get as far away as possible and to chill out. And it is scary to hear about it, because then you think about staying in other resorts or hotels, and if it is something that is a toxic chemical mixture, for goodness sake, hopefully that gets spread wide and far and is out of the playbook of any of these resorts or hotels. Yeah, I mean, we don't know. This is that investigative phase of them trying to figure out what was it. I mean, listen, slumped against on the floor, in the bed, just boom, going, feeling so awful, though, that they did go to get treatment. So all of them didn't, they felt bad enough. You know, like, you know when you don't feel well and you say, no, I'm okay, I can hack it, I can handle it, it's probably nothing, it'll pass, or it's probably just some acid in my stomach, or, I mean, we've all done it, right? But they went, and that was that. They came back, and then all of them died except for one, where she had to be airlifted. And I'd be curious as to what she would have to say that her and her husband were doing, or what, I mean, maybe she wouldn't know, because they woke up and then that was it. But they took the samples, they looked at the surrounding property to try to see if there was any kind of contaminants or any of that. But it's really frightening, actually, very frightening. This one is from Andy, and Andy says, hey, Kate, I listened to you on KCAA. I know you used to live in California. I've heard you talk about it several times. I lived where you did, probably in that Central Coast area. It used to be such a kind of hidden secret, and now I think more people are discovering Morro Bay and Pismo and some of those great places where you were a little more isolated than Southern California or Northern California. I'll tell you, it's interesting that we're seeing COVID spikes again with yet another variant. But here in California, for as much as we've dealt with in the last 2.5 years, there's not as much conversation about it. There's conversation about, you know, look what's happening in New York and what is safe and isn't safe, and maybe there's areas to avoid, but for the most part, people are going to, you know, Dodger games or going to see the Angels or doing whatever they used to do before the pandemic. But it could be, if we see how transmissible this is becoming for other states, I wouldn't be surprised. The governor, who's very quick to pull the lever on mask mandates, we may find ourselves back in that situation. Well, you could. You know, New York City raised its alert level last week because of the cases that were rising. And it's not a requirement, but they talked about people wearing masks in public indoor settings. And in Philly, they reimposed a mask mandate last month after cases rose, and then they scrapped it 4 days after it took effect. I mean, everything looks good, and then all of a sudden, it goes in a different direction. It turns in a different direction. I was listening to one medical officer talk about, I want to say they were from New Jersey, they were talking about people just are fed up with the restrictions. So they're trying to shift away from mask mandates, unless there's absolutely nothing else that they can put out there. But the uptick hasn't turned into major, major surges in some areas, just in hot spots is what they're calling them, in some of the northeast cities and suburbs. Just a couple of those, but they're seeing it. I mean, they're seeing it rise, so they're still recommending, hey, when you're traveling, you might want to wear a mask, but it's not an order. It's not mandated, in other words. So it's whether or not you're high risk. It's a lot of different factors. Barbara says, Kate, I was wondering this, when you decide as to what is going to go on the show, and you look around at what we're all talking about, I think so often you nail it, and maybe it's because you've lived in different areas, and as you say, there's things that pull us together, whether it's weather, whether it's food prices, whether it's kids, you know, whether it's some outrage of the day. And I think one of the biggest outrages of the day always has to do with what you're putting in your car. And if gas is expensive, and wow, what is it that you're paying when you pull up to the pumps? And now here we are in a situation where it's back on the rise again, meaning I think more people might be open to electric vehicles of some sort, because I know that is the push. But will it be affordable enough and enough of those charging stations? And will people be convinced that they won't run out of electricity when they're driving? Will they make it from point A to point B and remember to charge up those engines so that they don't find themselves without? I think that you absolutely are right, that people are weary. Well, first of all, there's a log jam in some cars because of the pandemic and the supply chain, but some people are afraid that they won't have, you know, they won't have enough electricity. They won't find a charging station. They'll run out. And I know people that have run out, but they found one and they had to wait and have a very, very long lunch or dinner, but they did it. You just have to pay attention, right? You just have to pay attention a little bit more. Yeah, I think that when it comes to food prices, when it comes to what you're paying in taxes, all of that gets under the skin of all of us collectively. That is a commonality. You're right. Absolutely. 100%.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm a rolling stone.
The stretch, and we are barreling toward not a photo finish. We are barreling toward a win like Rich Strike. Wow, did you see the history that was made over the weekend? 80-1 odds, the Kentucky Derby. What an incredible story. I mean, this was a horse that was late entry. He wasn't included on anything sold at Churchill Downs. So, you know, they always have these cool souvenir T-shirts. They have the post positions. The field is set. Nope. Not Rich Strike. Not on the shirt because it was not expected to race at all. What's the future going to look like? This is one of the top 10 most unlikely Kentucky Derby winners in this run for the roses. You have to go back to 1913 for the longest long shot. But this story is incredible. Trainer Eric Reed, never been in that position before. Owner Rick Dawson, never been in that position before. Sonny, my man, the funniest jockey ever, never been in that position before. And really defying the odds. Don't we love an underdog story? This is a great underdog story because it was so unlikely. Not impossible. I mean, listen, you're in the race. the field is set. You can get the right break. The jockey can make the right move. And that was part of what happened here, too, by the way. You got to give credit where credit's due. And it is about the ride. Will this horse be able to win the next leg of the Triple Crown, the Preakness? And when you think of what just happened, and you think of the speed required of the Kentucky Derby, but they're different tracks, it's different kinds of racing, and here's where the inexperience might really nip this horse that has now captivated our attention. Winning the Derby was exceptional. Winning at 80-1 is just unbelievable, right? And now the potential to win another leg of the Triple Crown is certainly there for Rich Strike, but it seems unlikely, right? It seems unlikely because this was the long shot horse, which paid a fantastic 163.60. What a crazy, crazy Derby. But now to take that race and that incredible run and go to the Preakness and be able to repeat it, and, I mean, who knows? Like, certainly that could happen. The first stakes victory for the horse earns $1.86 million. $1.86 million. And you had Churchill Downs that was filled to the brim. Filled to the brim. And I think people were stunned because they weren't expecting Rich Strike to thunder along the rail and break and actually win the race. But sure enough, the horse did it. So maybe in the Preakness, maybe that happens. Who knows? I'm just throwing darts at a board here. It's anything's possible, but if the horse won't run, the horse won't run. We talk about jobs and we talk about how we are traversing the inevitability of testing positive for COVID in many cases. Employers added 428,000 jobs in April, so that extends that streak of a big payroll gains, even though there has been the uptick in the COVID-19 cases. The unemployment rate is unchanged, 3.6%. 390,000 jobs, give or take, were added last month. So that means, by my math, which is kind of fuzzy, but we've probably recouped, we, the United States, 20.8 million, or 95% of the 22 million jobs lost early in the health crisis. So it's just 1.2 million short of what it was pre-pandemic. And maybe that deficit closes up by summer because different things will be triggered. And let's hope so. Because you think of high inflation, rising interest rates, and the job market really is key, 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 key to the economy and, well, the U.S. consumer. And you look at leisure, hospitality, restaurants, bars, that sector got wiped out. That was hit the hardest by the pandemic. And they've increased their jobs, again, 78,000. Manufacturing, they were hit hard, too. They added 55,000. Transportation and warehousing, 52,000. So you get my drift here. Where some of the sectors that people work in weren't necessarily doing well, but they've flipped that around. But now we've got daily COVID-19 cases that are averaging about 60,000 compared to 25,000 in early April with this highly contagious, you know, these sub-variants that are continuing to spread. And we don't, even though we're seeing the spike so far, we're not seeing a big impact on the economy. There is, but not as big as we saw in the early days of the pandemic. Because even most restaurants are saying they're full. If they weren't full in the middle of the pandemic, that's turned around. That's turned around a lot. So the unemployment rate, if you go from January to April, unchanged, 3.6%. That's a good thing. Small businesses hiring, that's a good thing. Job creation, that's a good thing, especially with the precarious interest rates where you're not 100% sure what direction they're going to go in. Because we keep hearing, just a little bit, you know, it's just a little bit, take your medicine, just a little bit here, then a little bit there, but before you know it, it's up, it's up, it's up, a half a percentage point, a point, whatever it, you know, ends up topping at, something we're not used to. Because that, we're not even thinking of that. It's like watching the gas prices forever. It was like, eh, you know what? It's, of course, it's much higher than it was 30 years ago, but it's kind of staying in the same range. And then we see, you just get completely crushed by what you're paying at the pumps. And then that turns around all of a sudden, too. But there's always a wave of up and down. And what wave are you riding? And at what point in your life are you riding it, and you know you have to get off of that. There has to be something easier to do, because it doesn't jive, it doesn't work, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. This doesn't make any sense, and I'm going to leave you with this. What's going through your mind when you decide to get off a plane and jump onto a wing? That happened in Chicago, O'Hare International Airport. A man on a United flight who just landed from San Diego pulled the exit door, which people always say, oh, you can't open it. No, you can. Pulled the exit door, slid off the wing, and on to the tarmac. What is the thrill of that? So naturally, this 57-year-old, rather, Randy Davila, gets charged with one misdemeanor of reckless conduct. Imagine you're a passenger, and you're just listening to your AirPods, you look up, and all of a sudden you see, what's going on? He's on our plane, he opened the emergency exit door? I mean, of course he's going to get arrested, duh. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Major applause for Nathan Reeder for his incredible work, as always, on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out, just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.